Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Chat. Today we're talking about how to add that cute little, so effective little call to action button, the CTA button, to your Facebook Live video. So this was a question asked to me the other day, and I had to think about it. I wasn't sure how to do it. I'm thinking, well, so I did some research and figured it out and wanted to share my answer with you. Thank you for being with me. I am so glad that you're here. My name is Michelle Peterson. I'm a direct response copywriter. I am a online marketing consultant and coach. I'm the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency, and I help entrepreneurs utilize online marketing, including social media, including Facebook Live, to really boost their business and succeed at their business. So the question was, somebody had seen a video that was a live video, and it had the watch more or learn more. Sorry, it was a learn more button that when you clicked that, it went to their website, you know, so it was like an ad, right? So we all are hopefully familiar with running Facebook ads with the button, the call to action button to, you know, send traffic to your website, to your landing page. But this was a live video, right? And so she said, well, how did they do that? And I said, well, I'm not sure, so let me figure it out. So I looked at what she had, the person whose video she had was talking about, and turns out it had originally been broadcast live, but she was watching, of course, the replay. And so there, as far as I know, there is no way to put the call to action button while you're doing the live broadcast. But when you create a post with the replay of the live video, the post still shows, Michelle Peterson was live. So it still looks like just the recording of the live broadcast, right? But when you create a post using that video, now you have the option of putting that call to action and that link to your URL. So even if you're live, you can always put the link, the URL, in your description of your live video, right? And you can, while you're live, you can, you know, direct people to, you know, click on the link, or you can have somebody put it in the comments. You know, all of that, it works really well to send traffic to your landing page, your website, during the live broadcast. But if you are utilizing that live replay, as you should be, then it's real easy to then just add the learn more, shop now. Facebook has several of the buttons. Okay, so it's apply now, book now, contact us, learn more, download, request time, shop now, sign up, watch more. They have all of those different, you know, pre-made little call to action buttons that show up on the lower right. So look down there. If you're seeing the replay, I'll post this as a post, and I'll do the learn more. So you'll be seeing it right down there. So how you do that is you go through, if you're using the business manager for Facebook, you want to go through there. Basically you're going to get into Power Editor. Okay. In Business Manager, in Power Editor, you can create a post. Right? So there's lots of different, you can manage your ads, you can manage your page, you can create posts. So you want to create a post, and then it's going to ask you, what kind of post is it? It's going to ask you, and I'm looking over here at it. So it's going to ask you, this post will be used as an ad, or you have the option to click, this post will be published on the page. Well, yeah, you want to say that this post will be published on the page. Now, there's nothing wrong with using it as an ad also, but when you use it as an ad, you're going to have that sponsored tag on your post, right? So everybody knows that it's an ad. And that's fine. And you can do lots of really cool things with Facebook ads. You can, you know, target and really expand your reach. But if you want to, if you already have a big audience and you want to just reach your audience, and I don't know about you, but sometimes when you see that sponsored, you know it's an ad, and so you're like, yeah, I don't want to be sold another thing, right? So you just scroll by. Whereas if it is just a video on, you know, from a page that you follow, but it's not sponsored, you're probably more apt to watch that, right? You're probably more apt to click it and watch it. So that's the benefit of having it on there on your page without the sponsored tag on there. So if you publish it as, let's see, what does it say? This post will be published on the page. You choose that option. Then you still get the option of having your button, including your URL description, your link title. And you'll have your video there, right? And it'll be just like the replay of the live video, although you've now edited it and added in these extra productive things for you, right? You're adding in those things that honestly, they make such a good sense. They make such good sense from a marketer's perspective, but think about it from your audience perspective too. You have this content, this piece of content, this video. They're watching it. They're getting excited about it. They need to, well, what's next, right? They're thinking, okay, well, so this was awesome, but what next? So think about it that if you're giving them that call to action button, that link, well, now they know what's next, right? Now you're giving them a fuller, a more complete experience with you. Does that make sense? So don't think of the call to action as being, you know, sleazy or slimy or pushy or, you know, sometimes I find people, that's what they say. They say, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to put that call to action. Well, that's not the point of the call to action. The point of the call to action is to point your audience, your viewer, your reader in the next right direction for them in their journey of becoming a client or customer of yours, because in becoming a client or customer of yours, aren't you solving a problem for them? Aren't they getting something valuable from becoming that client or customer? Of course they are. So of course you want to help them along that path, right? So it's just that different mindset, I think, will help you get past that, you know, oh, can't do the call to action. Yes, you can do a call to action, and yes, you should do a call to action. You know, really think about that. Really think about what is the next thing that you want somebody to do, and then ask them to do it. Call for them to do it, right? Make it easy for them to do it, right? So I hope that has helped. So again, the steps are you do your live video. And by the way, speaking of the live videos, I heard from one of the you know, experts that I follow that she is no longer really responding to the comments, because, you know, kind of when you're doing a live broadcast and the comments pop up, they can be a little distracting. So what she suggests is don't even pay attention to them. If there are people live and they're commenting, let the other people let them chat amongst themselves, right? And you go on with your broadcast. So if you ever have, and I have them all the time, a broadcast where, there's nobody live with you on the video, that's okay, right? And actually, sometimes that's even better because when you're on the replay, you can still make the comments still show up. I can then, if you're on the replay commenting, I can then come back and see those comments and I can actually respond in writing to those comments, right? I can't do that when I'm live. It would just totally disrupt the whole flow of the video. So if you do have a comment and you're here on the replay, type it in because really I do go back and I look at everything and I will respond. If you have a question, you have a comment, you have a thought, type them in the comments. I would really appreciate it because I do come back and I will respond to your comment. I will answer your question. It's perfectly okay, and I encourage you to do it. And so when you think about using that Facebook Live video that way, if you are thinking about, well, yes, record it live, Facebook will then have that, Michelle Peterson was live, tag on the video, which people like, which Facebook gives higher priority to in the news feed. They're really giving preference to videos that were recorded live. And like I say, not just when you're broadcasting, but also the replay if it was originally recorded live. So you're gonna have that, right? You're gonna have the added engagement of it being live. You're gonna have the Facebook is gonna give you the better reach because it was recorded live. So record it live, but then use that recording, use the replay to really create a dynamic, a really powerful post on your page that then directs people with the call to action of what you want them to do next and so forth. Okay? So my call to action to you today is if this has been helpful, one, please do share it with other people who would find it valuable as well. But also, if this is the kind of stuff that you struggle with, I am accepting coaching clients right now. So contact me and let's have a chat to see if having regular one-to-one coaching with me might just be the thing that pushes you to think outside the box, that holds you accountable for implementing all the wonderful ideas swirling around in your head, that might really push your business forward into 2017, right? My hope is that 2017 will be one of your best years ever, and if there is a way that I could help you do that, I would be honored to do it. I've helped multiple coaching clients get past their whatever's holding them back, right? And there's always something. And I've learned that from my own coaches, right? Helping me push past those things. So I am paying that forward and helping others with their specifically with your online marketing, right? So if you need help with utilizing Facebook Live more effectively in your business. If you need help with utilizing social media in general more effectively in your business. If you need help with landing pages, funnels, email follow-ups, creating a system of using email to follow up, creating templates that save you time for the things that you do the responses that you do often. I can help with all of that, right? And I would be happy to. So if that sounds like something that would help you, please contact me. Let's have a chat about it. apply, because I will not waste your time. If we are not a good fit, I will tell you. And if you are struggling with something that I cannot help you with, I will tell you. So let's have a chat. Apply to be a coaching client of mine. And let's get you forward, moving forward. Let's get your business super successful and allowing you to live the life that you want, with the business that you want and the success that you deserve. Okay. So thank you for being with me today. I have enjoyed it. I hope you have too. Cheers. Join me for coffee chat. We have coffee chat every morning, weekday morning at 8:30 Pacific, because I am in California. And I guess that's it for today. Have a great one. I'll see you next time. Cheers to your success.